shortly after the march, civil rights pioneer A. Philip Randolph.
This is and has been a great American experience.
The march was his idea. To get it done, he chose a passionate activist.
I want no human being to die or to be brutalized.
Named Bayard Rustin to organize it.
He was a mastermind and a genius, and he worked on every cylinder, so to speak.
Rochelle Horowitz was Rustin's transportation director in New York. By 1963, he had worked on many civil rights campaigns, including the Montgomery bus boycott with Dr. King. The March on Washington was his show. He made an organizing manual that had a list of demands.
They want that we demand the withholding of federal funds from all programs in which discrimination exists. What do you say?
Before the march, nerves were rattled about the talk of the potential turnout. The crowd that day was estimated at 250,000 people. Ruth Jordan was there passing out signs to people near the Ellipse. She remembers the fear of violence.
Not from the marchers, but from opponents, segregationists and others, that they might attack the march.
Thousands of troops brought in manned the perimeter of the mall. Rustin himself, a nonviolent tactician, also trained police units.
And it involved mostly the policemen themselves linking arms and gently surrounding people and moving them gently, not, you know, pushing or shoving.
Buses were the most used transit for out-of-towners. To keep them organized, Rustin did something never before seen on the mall.
For the first time in history, when buses dropped people off in Washington, they stayed on the mall and people could find them.
Rustin, though, was not without his detractors. Dr. King advisor Clarence Jones says conservative black leaders didn't want Rustin leading the march organizing.
Because, one, he had background of having been in the associated with communists when he was a younger person, and two, is that he was gay.
With the backing of Randolph and Dr. King, he moved forward. The day of the march, Rochelle Horowitz says there was a feeling of elation at what Rustin had pulled off.
I was sitting on the podium with a lot of the staff people, and we looked down at this crowd. We all thought, this is the beloved community. This is what we're all fighting for, and it can really happen.
For his activism during the civil rights movement.
As far as Negroes at this period in their development are concerned, they consciously want to become a part of American institutions as they are.
Bayard Rustin will receive a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom later this year. It's the nation's highest civilian honor. Thomas Warren, WTOP News.